If there's one time that you don't want to be startled, it's when you're just about to sip a piping hot beverage that's full to the brim.
Yeah. Right?
I assume they're always full.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You want as much tea as possible.
Naturally,
you know when you accidentally overfill your cup of tea and you got to like lean over and sip the little bit out? And then if someone startled you at that point, hot tea all over your face.
Yeah. Third degree burns.
Understandable that he's, you know... If they've got the power to see in the future, they would know that he's about to sip a tea. Do you reckon they're picking out these points?
I'm in a real identity crisis here, Al.
Nothing penetrates within Dawson.
Who do you see in the mirror?
20.
Well, grey, hot.
Hello and welcome to the Incomplete series, your incomplete guide to every television show you've never watched or that you've watched before and just want to hear us drone on about it and try and speculate as to what happened in the middle of those shows. On that, this is the show where we watch the very first episode of a television series and the very last episode of a television series, and we talk about the middle and the episodes. Joining me to do that is my good friend Jeremy. Jerome.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Do you like that introduction? I can tell you can see you smiling at me. You I changed it up a little bit.
Bounce around a bit.
Yeah, well, you know.
The listeners know what they're getting now, I think.
I can probably drop it.
Yeah.
Drop the intro entirely.
Yeah.
Can we edit the intro out in post?
Yeah.
Just start
from... No. That's beyond my ability, beyond my pay grade.
I thought so.
Just start from here.
Perfect.
Now.
Jerome, how are you?
I'm good.
We're starting from here, aren't we?
Yeah, from
good.
From now.
Excellent. And of course, joining us again is Aaron. Aaron, how are you?
I'm excellent, Morgan. How are you?
I'm good. You're looking well.
I'm feeling well.
Yeah.
It's this beautiful spring air.
Mm.
And finally, Scott, the man that can do anything with these editing equipment.
With enough pay.
Anything.
Yeah. My pay grade is $35 an hour.
You're thinking of a Christmas strike?
Just a strike in general, I think. Okay. Scott strike. Where
so we'll
I just strike.
Reboot Scott as a union tough. A union heavy.
Mm. I got a lot of clout. I could make you sound like Karen from Will and Grace.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
I'll pay you anything.
We're back on Scott's style tips.
Yeah. I think what we could do is we could convert that beard into just a goatee.
What is that? Scott's style tip.
Yeah. Well, but just
to not do that.
Yeah, no, I think you should.
That's my style tip.
Because in 98, the first season of Charm was in 98. 98, goatees were big.
Yeah, that was peak for goatees. Mm. Yeah. If you wanted to rock goatee, you had to do it then.
98, yeah.
Limited window.
They really, they've gone out of fashion hardcore.
You're really derailing my style segment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're putting words into my mouth.
Did you
you're putting goatees onto my face.
Well, you can change it in post to put those words back into Jez's mouth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you have a style tip for us this time?
Use a comb. That's my style
tip. Through your wet hair?
Any hair.
For
even dry hair.
I thought you said hair should always be wet.
No, I said that was once a belief held by a fictional character in a television show, i.e. Will and Grace.
But didn't you follow that? Isn't that how you live your life?
No. I just said I thought about it.
Why is your hair so wet?
Okay, now let's get back to the goatees.
Why are your clothes wet?
Because his hair's so wet.
Because I took
his clothes are made of his own hair.
Wet clothes. Oh, okay. Scott started.
Yeah.
Save pennies by
weaving clothes from your own hair.
100% organic Scott.
I didn't get to be the big union boss splashing my cash around, all right?
He's got a point.
Of that eyebrow tie.
Would it be itchy or would like your skin be used to the sensation of your own hair?
And do you reckon it'd like try to reabsorb it?
Maybe. Maybe so it'd be like the most comfortable clothing you could ever have.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Only one way to find out.
True. So we're going to make clothes out of our own hair.
Yes.
That's my worst nightmare.
Wow.
that sounds gross.
Terrible.
What's your style tip?
Don't recommend it then.
Do you think it'd be worse segment? It'd be worse to wear somebody else's hair.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. That is actually my nightmare.
Unless they had really nice hair.
Like what Eric McCormick's hair?
Yeah.
What if you're wearing David Hasselhoff's chest hair?
Ooh.
As a suit, a three-piece suit.
I do that just because.
That's classy.
It's real Hasselhoff. It's hideous. So we did Charmed this time around.
We did.
Jez, what did you know about Charmed growing up? Oh, no. Well, growing up. What about now?
Well, it would have been growing up.
Yeah.
Either.
Both.
Jez is
he's still growing.
Jez is still growing.
Maturing.
Give me everything.
Not much. It was like pretty, like one of those just B-grade fantasy shows with terrible special effects.
They are my least favourite shows.
I hate them as well.
I hate B-grade fantasy shows.
Mm. More than you hate Will and Grace?
No.
We'll come back to that. Aaron, what did you know about Charm going in?
Not a lot either. I had seen one episode where one of the dudes went back in time and he was being chased around by dinosaurs.
Mm. Are you sure that it was this show?
100%.
Okay.
Leo, he was getting chased by a poorly done CGI Velociraptor. See,
why do they, like, you just, they don't have the budget for it. No. Don't rely on CGI so heavily.
Leave within your means.
Budget, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Scott, what do you know about Charmed going in?
Not too much. I'm a Buffy fan. I get really annoyed when I say, like, oh, yeah, I really like Buffy. They're like, oh, you should watch Charmed. It's like, no.
Is that like Star Trek, Star Wars? Is that
like it's like good television, bad television. whatever way you want to imagine it.
Obviously, the people that like Charmed, fans of good television, you're the lowbrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bad television.
I'm outing myself right now. That's why I've got this goatee.
I knew it. I'd seen bits and pieces of it because I watched a fair bit of it because I had a real
shitty.
You're a real
I couldn't
shit
say,
television. No.
I had a real crush on Alyssa Milano, so I was. That's why I watched this show. I
went through her back catalog.
I did, and then the internet came along. So then that made the show worthless.
Straight to Mr. Skin.
Obviously, no. I couldn't say I've seen like. A fair bit of probably the early seasons, I think, but not. I wouldn't say a lot.
You're more Shannon Doherty era rather than Rose McGowan era then?
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it. I can't remember any episodes with Rose McGowan, but I can remember seeing some with Shannon Doherty.
Mm. Who did the fans prefer?
Paige or Prue? God, Prue, it's not very...
Is it? Why are they all P names as well?
I don't know.
Does that come up?
It's a theme in the show.
Yeah,
that doesn't explain it.
Who do they prefer?
Pagans.
Paige. I don't know. We'll have to find out who do you prefer, Paige or Prue.
Write in and tell us. I don't really care.
Personally, if you had to go, personally speaking, I think I liked the Shannon Doherty more than I liked Rose McGowan.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
I find Rose McGowan very plain.
I don't mind.
Mm. Yeah.
It's not.
Don't sit on the fence.
No, you got to choose. This is a war
we're going into.
Exactly.
This fence barely even exists.
Exactly. So you better get on the side of one of it now before it collapses.
I'm on the side of.
Just answer the question.
If you say Piper, so help me God.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember her name. Holly Marie Combs.
Yeah, I like Piper. I like Piper. She was the voice of reason.
Hmm.
Budding chef.
No, I was a Phoebe man. I think I made that clear.
Yeah.
About a minute ago.
Shall we jump into the first episode?
I would love to explain it to you.
The Charm pilot fades into a rainy San Francisco while a solo witch practices her craft. She's confronted and murdered by an unknown assailant.
What are you doing here?
We cut to the sisters, Prue, Piper and Phoebe, all reunited. But there is a rift between Phoebe and Prue. While the Charmed Ones slowly set aside their differences, the police, led by the overly paranoid detective Trudeau, investigate the murder from the opening scene.
That woman up there, I bet she was killed with an athame.
Wrong. Double-edged steel knife.
Right, that's an athame.
The girls are eventually drawn into the attic, where they discover the Book of Shadows, and they find out that they are witches, through a series of supernatural events. Phoebe can see the future, Piper can freeze time, and Prue is telekinetic. As Prue and Phoebe come to terms with this, Piper is betrayed and turned on by her boyfriend, Jeremy, the murderer from the opening scene.
So I've waited 6 months for this, ever since Grams went to the hospital.
Piper manages to escape and returns to the sisters, where Jeremy confronts him, but is quickly dispatched by the power of three.
The power of three will set us free. The power of three will set us free. The power of three will set us free.
Episode 1, pilot. What do you guys think?
Probably shouldn't have got off the ground if that was the plan.
Yeah.
Barely made it off the runway.
The power of three.
Yeah, God, Jesus Christ.
The power of three. It just seems like that would be, like, from just the moment that happened, every single episode would end with them. That's the second, the power of three. Mm. Doesn't matter what happens.
What is it? They just chant.
It's like Captain Planet. Our powers combine.
Yeah. So it's always a get out.
So they just filmed that scene once up in the attic, and then they flip the camera. They just film like another villain coming up the stairs, bursting through the door, and then they just repeat the scene. The power of three.
Power of three will set us free. The power of three will set us free.
It's just anything that they want to like just happen. If they're in a bad situation.
Yeah, there's power three out of
them. That's not power.
Yeah.
No.
It's so stupid.
It's lazy writing.
That's what it is. And is it Phoebe? Is Phoebe the little sister who comes back?
Yeah, Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, the one who's a bit rough around the edges, apparently.
Yep.
She sets this whole series of events in motion by reading this book out loud. Who goes up and just starts reading a book out loud?
Bring your powers to we sisters three. We want the power. Give us the power.
Read it in your head.
Yeah, like a normal person. I know this is probably aside from the main story, but I want to talk about the police work of Trudeau.
Mm.
So you know when he like so in that scene where he's going to investigate the murder and Jeremy's the journalist and he's like, oh, that's three murders this week. He says, oh, another stabbing and three murders this week. Yeah, San Francisco is a very large city. Yeah. It's likely there's going to be more.
That's a good week.
Yeah. I mean, there's been over 3 weeks, there's been three stabbings. Well, it doesn't mean they're all connected. That's the first thing. But I like it how in that 3 week period, there's been three stabbings of three women and Trudeau has instantly gone to, they're all witches.
Mm.
Yeah. They're all witches.
Mm.
I've got to go investigate all these leads. In 3 weeks, he's just decided that.
He doesn't seem like level-headed enough to be on the police force. He's
not at
too
all.
Preoccupied with the occult.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything like
he's in the wrong field.
It just seems like he's the sort of guy that like every single crime that comes up, it's the occult. Somehow.
Stop saying that.
Crossing over with John Edwards or whatever. Yeah. I think that's his calling.
Crossing over with Trudeau?
Yeah.
I can tell you that he was killed off after season one.
Good.
Was he really?
Did you guys notice his partner, Daryl Morris?
Mm.
Do you know who played him? You won't get the actor's name, but he was in another show we've done. He was Diamond Teague.
Oh, no way.
Mm. I thought he looked familiar.
Yeah, I was going to say, I couldn't pick it where he's from.
He is on the other side of the fence. He doesn't want a bar of these witches.
No. He's had enough witches.
He's had enough time, man.
This was really directly after Baywatch. Baywatch Nights finished in 97. This was 98. So.
Yeah.
He'd already experienced
a bit of supernatural. He called Hasselhoff to come in to try to solve it?
I'd say so, yeah. Well, I mean,
stop calling me. I told you.
Well, Trudeau clearly hasn't got the stones for it. That's why they got Hasselhoff in probably for season two.
I love that this sort of show, all these sorts of strange events are always happening on like the worst electrical storm in 100 years.
Yes, there is so much lightning.
So much. Mm. So much. Way too much. So frequent. It's like so bright. It's...
That'd
really
be
insane.
Incredible, yeah.
They shouldn't just be walking out in the street.
No.
They should be hunkered down. They're in the middle of a full-on hurricane.
And they're just...
And they're just going on their normal lives.
It's the Bay Area. It's a microclimate. I want to talk about the opening sequence where the Jeremy goes up and stabs the witch.
Mm.
Like, straight away, it shows like, oh, what are you doing here? And
yeah,
just
she
stabs her.
Yeah.
Did she not see the knife? Like,
it's a witch knife. I don't know.
Don't. It's like,
but they might use it. I don't know.
Also, wouldn't you be like, if you just heard someone come into your, or didn't hear someone come into your house, just someone just came into your house at night.
Even if someone
like, oh, hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
What are you doing here with that witch knife?
If I turn up in your house with a knife in the middle of the night, would you be worried or you just think it's normal?
I mean, it's normal because you do it so often.
Yeah.
If anyone else did it, I'd be slightly concerned. Yeah.
It's the frequency.
Can you actually break into one of our houses at some point with a knife? Don't say who, and we'll just see how we respond.
It's my startup. Surprise knife delivery. You're my first subscribers.
I can tell you, it is
being excellent. It's a subscription-based service, and I deliver one knife a week at random in the middle of the night.
And use the offer code TIS on checkout.
Did you tell your girlfriend about that? Or
no, it's a surprise.
Yeah, it's for a birthday.
Surprise! One of my friends is going to show up in the middle of the night. We don't know when, with a knife.
you gotta differentiate yourself.
I might book you in for my anniversary.
From all the other boyfriends.
No, from all the other knife sellers.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know, what sets me apart from you going down a house or Kmart or whatever?
You want to be more threatening.
You've carved out
more,
a niche.
More personable service. Carved out a niche. So anyway, knivesatnight.com. Again, offer code TIS at the checkout and you'll save yourself 10%.
Watch this space. How is your face blindness going in this episode, Jez? Because mine was going off the radar.
They look the same.
The girls?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the guys.
Actually, the guys, yeah.
There are so many guys.
I thought the detective and the boyfriend were the same.
Yeah, they're really similar.
They're all these like
till about the
average
end,
height, short brown haired, decently good looking men.
Yeah.
Every single male character is like that. Yeah. Every single one.
I thought Shannon Doherty and Alyssa Milano looked similar as well. I kept sort of getting confused. But it was worse
in
the face blindness kicking.
The last episode, I think Rose McGowan looks a bit like Alyssa Milano and Shannon Doherty, like
combined.
You know, they just all look sort of, I guess, meant to be sisters, so
it
makes sense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
Them to look similar.
Can we talk about.
That makes sense. It's actually a pretty clever casting decision.
Who would have thought?
But it doesn't help my face blindness.
Can we talk about the warlock? He was hilarious.
So this is
Jeremy
Piper's boyfriend.
Not TIS Jeremy. Jeremy.
Not Jeremy.
Maybe a warlock's delivering knives at night.
When all those spikes like come through his face, is that intentional? Does he want that?
Or do no, they do I that think that was him? Like some witch, because they did yeah. some witchery.
Yeah, but he's a warlock.
I, think I thought it was his natural form.
His yeah. like spiky yeah. face. His warlock senses were tingling.
I thought it was his final. Maybe they were
his final form. Final yeah. form.
Do we have some any good clips of Jeremy?
I'll get you, you bitch.
Which it sounds eerily similar to a character from another show.
I'm Scary Terry. You can run, but you can't hide, bitch.
Straight out of Rick and Morty, Scary Terry.
Oh. So it's fair to say that Rick and Morty is based off the pilot of Charmed.
Mm, of course.
Or at least that episode.
Absolutely.
That guy was hilarious.
In particular. Mm. Yeah.
Scary Terry.
It's so over the top. And whenever those characters like come out as like they're far too good of a character.
Yeah.
So you're like, there's something up with this guy. Mm. And it's like, he's the most evil anybody could possibly be.
Yeah. In relation and then they just show. Have that stupid effect on their voice.
Nothing can keep me away.
It was very obvious that he was the killer from like the basically from the episode where Piper has no interaction with him in the beginning until it's like, okay, now he's going to kidnap her. So now they're interacting. It's just like, my boyfriend Jeremy's there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, he happens to be at the crime scenes.
Yeah. And obviously he explains he's a warlock before he goes to stab her so she can defend herself.
Yeah, well.
Just stab her.
Well,
why does she need to tell her?
Oh, well, that's the code.
Stab her, then tell her. It's going to take a bit of time for her to die.
So he has a thing where when he kills a witch, he gets their powers.
Mm.
So what, she can stop time? That was her deal. Mm.
Yeah.
So she stopped time to get away.
When she freezes time to get away, she could do anything. She could easily kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she just like starts crawling up a bit of a ledge and then he like grabs her ankle.
And he could have stabbed her.
Yeah. Fuck, it's stupid. Yeah.
So Phoebe, she can see into the future. So she gets like flashes.
But only when rollerblades are involved.
This is what I want to talk about. She's cycling home and sees some youths rollerblading on the street and sees a car is going to come and hit one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So her solution is to ride up as fast as she can to get in front of that car and then just like slide in front of it on her bike.
Yeah. What would you do?
Anything else? Like, use my voice, say, watch out for that car. Yeah, guys, it's not like a foreign concept that you shouldn't, like, you should be having awareness of cars when you're on the road.
Yeah.
And she, like, skids under it.
It was a pretty, like, you know, tame crash. Her bike sort of slid out from under and she fell on the ground. She was in hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
She would have had, like, a grazed elbow. Why is she not? Oh, my God. I thought she was going to, like, slide and, like, dive in front of the bullet for them.
Mm.
Like, dive in front of the car. If you were rewriting that pilot, she should have been the one to freeze time.
Mm.
Wouldn't make more sense. That would make situation. More sense.
The powers. Phoebe got the worst powers.
Yeah. Which one would you want?
Freeze time.
Seeing in the future.
Tell me you wouldn't rather freeze time.
Seeing in the future.
Freeze time
good.
Solves almost every problem.
Yeah.
True.
It's too powerful.
Yeah.
Seeing in the future, though.
Unlike.
Imagine you'd be rich.
Yeah, but she's got
like
no she's
close
got,
a door.
You'd be like Biff Tannen Rich from.
That's true. But.
Back to the future.
She can't control what her premonitions are. They just come to her.
Maybe this is just like she's learning about her powers.
Right. Maybe
I'm sure
she can
when they're fully
them.
Formed. Okay. Yeah.
I want to go back to Jeremy when he betrays her. Is that not our Jeremy?
Okay.
The Piper's boyfriend.
Although
Jeremy.
I am known for betraying people.
Yeah. you are. After she kills him, she said she'd been with Jeremy for 6 months. For 6 months, and then turns out he's a monster and trying to murder her. She's completely blasé about the fact that she's just. It turns out her boyfriend of 6 months was a murderer.
They're all so blasé about the implications of this world they have entered into.
Yeah.
Like, she had no idea any of this stuff existed, and she almost got killed by a warlock. And then at the end, they're just like, oh, we're going to have some fun with these handy new powers.
Yeah, they're just so-
anything could be anything from here on in.
Yeah.
We don't know what this house is.
Demons.
Could die in a second.
Yeah. And furthermore to that, and just jumping a little bit into the finale. So clearly that their grandmother, their father, their mother who cheated on...
with that's
the white lighter. Because Leo's a white lighter. They're like overwatchers of the witches.
I thought that they were called white liars.
Whatever.
I think they're liars.
I really doubt that it's that. But anyway, they all knew about it. But no point did they tell the daughters.
Yeah, what was their upbringing like?
Yeah, that's the thing.
There
was no magic. But the thing is... I kind of think, did they not tell them to protect them? But I'm like, no, that's really irresponsible because at one point in their lives, when they grow up, demons will come into their life. They should know and be prepared for it.
No, but why would you do that when you can leave cryptic clues written on the back of a Ouija board?
Of course.
That's how you raise your kids.
And wait for someone to... And obviously they raise them to read out loud at all times.
yep.
That's actually...
Makes
that's
sense.
Feasible.
Yeah.
Put they have no inner monologue.
Yeah.
The only way they can hear their own thoughts is if they speak them.
That's why there's so much exposition in the show.
Yep.
Okay.
This must mean that Piper can freeze time.
So that probably takes us to the end of the first episode. Jez, do you want to take us through the final episode of Charmed?
Sure. Episode 180 begins with Piper trying to go back in time to save Paige and Phoebe, who are apparently dead. Prue is also apparently dead, but that's another story. Piper uses a magic ring owned by Cupid, or Coop, to travel back and attempt to alter the past.
How does it work?
You just think about that person and how much you love them.
However, with her sisters dead, the power of the three is no more. In a confusing series of classic time travel tropes, Piper jumps through time to receive some sage-like wisdom from her future self before reuniting with her dead mother and grandmother.
Now there's something you don't see every day.
With the power of the three somewhat restored, Prue heads back from the past to the more recent past to stop Penny from the Big Bang Theory killing her sisters. Unfortunately, she chose not to also stop the Big Bang Theory. With the sisters' fates reversed, Piper sends the matriarchy back to their original timelines before they can start asking questions and poking holes in the Charm Writer's jumble of time travel plot holes.
Well, we changed the past to fix the future and save the present. That's all.
What's that?
Cut to future Piper, wrapping the series up with a circular narrative slash clip show that'd make you question why you bothered with the previous 179 episodes. They've clearly gotten to the point here where they're like, oh, this is just too absurd. We've got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
We've invented Cupids as a race of like magical beings.
Pull it, rein it in.
And white lies that can shoot light. Is that at the end in the clip show? One of them shoots a lightning bolt and bounces back and fucking
white lighters. They're like, cause I remember watching, because I can remember the episode where Leo, like, he's like their handyman initially, and then like he's like,
oh, okay,
they're not meant to be like known to protecting their witches, and then he eventually falls in love with Piper, and like, you know, Paige was half white lighter, half witch, something like that.
Paige Rose McGowan is half sisters.
Because they were saying in that episode that the mother of the sisters leaves their dad, runs off with her white lighter.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So there's a bit of a like thing going on, which is attracted to their white lighters.
Possibly.
Like bodyguard type vibe.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Exactly like Kevin Costner in Bodyguard.
Prue, they just really just... they do not give her anything in this show. They just mention she's dead.
At the very last shot of the show, or one of the very last shots of the show, is Piper, like older grandmother version of Piper and her husband, Leo, walking up the stairs, and they're like
spitting on Prue's grave.
yeah, absolutely. And they're doing all these like close up pan and tilts of all the photos of, you know, all the people in the family, and she's not there at all.
No,
not one. They don't even
sister, and they not at all.
No, not a photo.
And didn't she raise the two other sisters? Didn't they say in the first episode?
Yeah,
she was basically. That's why she was so grumpy all the time, because she had to be their mother.
No respect for that character whatsoever.
Because there's one point where the mother from the past comes forward and she says, what's happened to Prue? And Pop's like, oh, that's a long story, don't worry. Like really jokingly brushes it off. Yeah.
It's like, wait, hang on, my daughter's dead? You're not going to explain to me
my firstborn child is dead and you're laughing it off? I'd also like to point out, on IMDb this episode had a 9.3.
Too much.
That's way so too much.
Had a 9.3. That's I think that's the highest rated finale we've done so far.
Ooh, that's outrageous.
That's insane.
It was so bad.
And a lot of the episodes in the last season were really highly rated as well. The last few are all 9.
Nothing actually happened in this episode, though. No, they go back
like
in time
a big storyline being tied up.
Bringing their sisters back to life was all of 30 seconds.
Mm.
They just go and intervene in some little witch battle. There's like some weird creepy demon guy who's bouncing around.
He's like a poor man's version of Richard E. Grant.
And he ever like appears behind people and puts his hands on their shoulders and does like creepy massage.
That scene where they like transport themselves to where the triad,
the Japanese gang.
Who are just a bunch of old white dudes.
They really changed over the years.
Yeah, they have.
they just like turn up, like the three girls or four girls, and however many there are, Penny. They just turn up and just throw these things at them. Yeah.
Potions.
Throw these potions and then they're dead? And
that's
it.
Yeah.
That's
so they seem like they're all powerful.
If they were the antagonists for like seasons and that's how they're vanquished.
Imagine how pissed off you'd be.
Like a 20-second scene.
It seems like they didn't even want to do a magic show in the end. Like this type of magic is so lazy. Like one example is where they get Coop's ring. And it's like you've got to think of somebody that you truly love in order to get to them. But like to transport yourself through time to them.
That's why Piper ended up with herself.
Yeah.
She only truly loves herself.
Yeah.
Or is it because her boyfriend?
No, who knows? And then so it's like placing this whole thing on like love and, you know, like that's the true power of magic and whatever. But the way that everybody transports themselves with that ring is they like just say in a real flat monotone voice like, Grams. Like...
BB.
There's no theatre to it. They haven't like made it.
It's so and
a spectacle. All these magical. I know what you're saying. All these like things that happen. The magic things that happen. There should be.
They just say
effects, and it should be built up, and it should be.
They just say a thing. Yeah. Like there's a scene where like somebody throws a knife at Phoebe or something, and she just says like knife. Arrow. And it spins around and goes back into the guy's chest. Like this is not. Magic. This is just like really, it's like really poor writing.
They just put that stuff in there as placeholders and never got around to actually.
Yeah, like we'll write this other language for it so that it like, like we'll Wiccan sort of thing.
And we'll reshoot these scenes and it'll look good. We'll fix it up in post.
We'll just get them just, to...
They did not fix it in post.
That guy quit.
Special effects did
that
not
fix it. That guy quit on the second day and they're like, well, we'll probably do it that.
I know we've talked about Prue a lot, but I want to go back again just to circle back because I had a note here that I just read. Because they go back in time. So Piper, Grams and Patty, I think the mother's name was, go back in time to save Phoebe and Paige.
Yeah,
they have the ability to go back in time and save
Prue.
They just choose not to do it. And they talk about, we know all about Prue. But Phoebe and Paige died.
That's so
we went back and got them, but we just didn't go and get Prue. Now fuck Prue.
Surely the mother would be like, my other daughter. Yeah,
let's go back and get her, and then we can all
be
together.
The only one I've actually really spent time with at this point in my life. Yeah. I don't know who you people are.
Paige,
where's Prue?
Exactly, hasn't even met the white lighter yet to have Paige. That's just such a... But, Prue, who she knows,
you can't change the past, Morgs.
Fair.
Although you clearly can.
Yeah, you can. But it's like a 72-hour window. You can go back and forth.
Yeah. I did like every time they cut to their father, it was just like a scene of him in his apartment just trying to have a cup of tea. He'd get to the point where he'd like, try and drink it. And then like somebody'd knock on his door. I'm like, I was like, this is a real arc I can get behind. Like, will this guy ever finish his cup of tea?
Interrupting Victor drinking hot beverages.
I think it's got legs.
There's one
good YouTube
time
channel there.
You don't want to be startled. It's when you're just about to sip a piping hot beverage that's full to the brim.
Yeah, right?
I assume they're always full to the brim.
Yeah. You want as much tea as possible.
Naturally,
you know when you accidentally overfill your cup of tea and you got to like lean over and sip the little bit out? And then if someone startled you at that point, hot tea all over your face.
Yeah, third degree burns.
Understandable that he's, you know... If they've got the power to see in the future, they would know that he's about to sip a tea. Do you reckon they're picking out these points?
The end sequence, you know, when it's like tying it all off, like, we'll write down like what happened to us
down our story. Yeah.
And it's like Phoebe becomes like a love guru and...
Prue's
still dead.
She wrote a book
about love. But my favorite one was Paige, and she gets together. Like, it's very brief, but during that episode... She's like dating like a detective, and they get together and shows at the end, like the detective's like, you know, Gary, whatever the fuck his name was, who knows. It shows him arresting someone and bringing him down the station. And then she's just standing there with the three kids in the station smiling.
Daddy's home.
Man. It's like, are you guys just hanging out at the precinct just waiting for him to get back downtown after he's arrested or something? I thought that was funny.
And that shit they're writing down is not the stuff that they need to write down.
No,
no one needs to know that.
And though I kept working and giving advice to those who asked, I was more interested in helping them find love.
Need to know about all the spells and the actual useful stuff.
To vanquish the demons.
Yeah.
You just say knife.
It's pretty straightforward.
Knife equals knife.
Dear.
When Piper's, older version of Piper's got her granddaughter sitting on her knee, who's... That kid actor is absolutely just so bored out of their brains. and she finishes the book and then, like, this, and because they were truly
Charmed, because that's the name of the show. Oh, and she closes the book, and the kid is just like so unenthusiastic, just like, read it again. Like, A, just really poor acting. That just did not convince that kid that it was important. B, the book's like 1,000 pages. Don't read it again. This is not necessary.
Sitting on, like, do they do it in one sitting? How long have they been sitting in that chair?
The girl was an infant when she started, and now she's like 5.
That's all she knows.
Was that the book again. Of spells, though? Was that the one that had all the spells?
The Book of Shadows.
It originally had spells in it.
And so they just she's reading like, the whole thing out loud, wouldn't she just be casting spells on her? She's just exploding next to her.
That was her husband initially. It's like, read it again, change me back.
Poor Leo.
What was the deal with Leo getting taken away by that glowing orb?
Angel of Fate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's like
I believe it's called a plot device.
Yeah. So this like little tiny like snitch thing comes in and goes, and then this black woman comes out and she's like, "You're coming with me. Yeah. You got 72 hours to get him back or fix the timeline or something."
Yeah. It's like just towing a car.
We will impound your white lab. We will crush him into a cube if you do not pick him up in 72 hours.
So they're like,
you have 72 hours to move your cube.
Is it because they like cross the timelines and they need to?
I guess.
I don't know.
The way that they... You know, there was one point when they sort of... The timelines apparently caught up.
Mm. Yeah. And they were just like two versions like reunited into one.
But that's not how it would work. That's just like them being too lazy to sort of, you know, write out a time travel plot properly. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, and now they're just like... Now it's this just timeline.
We're done with
it. We'll just go from here. Don't worry about the fact that like you've seen your... children in the future this is severely altered your past, and also you could have saved your mum but you didn't, and she's probably going to hold that against you for the rest of her life.
Save your sister but you didn't.
Yeah, and they're like...
There's two things that these showrunners can't do. They can't do magic and they can't do time travel. No. Unfortunately, they've chosen to do both.
Yeah,
they also can't do TV.
Anyway, well, I think it probably just wraps up the finale of Charmed.
The anti-climax that was the finale of Charmed.
Let's move into some reboots. Jerome, do you want to kick us off?
All right. I've improved on last episode's reboot. I think that was one of my poorer ones.
Mm.
So it is a sort of like a documentary, like a Louis Theroux style documentary or John Safran style documentary.
Oh my God, I'm so happy I changed mine. I literally had Louis Theroux written down for this.
Oh really?
I haven't gone on the page until I changed it recently.
It's John Safran.
Okay.
But Louis Theroux style. Yeah, they're the same.
Because I changed mine to John Safran.
Did you? No. For our international listeners might not know who John Safran is, or two of you. Anyway, it is a alternate reality where witches are like a misunderstood, almost like religious group who, for whatever reason... A lot of terrorists affiliate themselves with the witching religion.
Mm.
Oh.
And for this reason, the witching community in Australia is ostracized by some, the you know, fascist right wings.
Yep.
So Reclaim Australia, rather than trying to get Muslims out of Australia, they're campaigning against witches in this reality.
Mm-hmm.
And their leader is the Warlock from...
The first episode.
Jeremy Burns.
I'll get you, you bitch.
And so John's... It's like an interview that John Safran has with Jeremy Burns. And he infiltrates the Reclaim Australia organization, which is a bunch of warlocks who hate witches and are trying to, you know...
Oh, wait. So the warlocks hate witches?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
They're really just like bogans.
Yeah.
And it's called... Which is, you know, this is just a play on the popular alert but not alarmed type. That's the way you're meant to approach terrorism. Alert but not a charmed.
Nice. I like it.
So witches are terrorists and warlock Jeremy Burns.
Is everyone using powers?
Sort of. To do their terrorism. But not all witches are bad. But this small group of, you know, right-wing fascists think that all witches are bad. And they should all be... Go back to where they came from.
So they're
where did they come from?
San Francisco.
They're not outed as warlocks. Like the public don't know.
Oh, they just warlocks. Accept warlocks are just so, warlocks are fine.
Oh, so
warlocks aren't associated with terrorists,
but they're not really powerful. They're just
everybody knows that they're warlocks.
They're just bigots. Their power is to be
okay. They get their power from 4X gold.
Yeah, right.
I see how it is.
It's terrible powers.
Yeah, yeah.
So fuck the patriarchy. That's what you're trying to say.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Nice.
I like it.
Mm.
Mm.
Alert but not a charmed.
Alert but not a charmed. I'll go next.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah. So mine is sort of runs parallel. So it's like a Baywatch Nights style version of Charmed. So it runs parallel to the actual run. This is set in the West Coast in San Francisco, so where all the good witches are. On the East Coast, it's actually the witches are a bit, you know, they're a bit on the crate, like on the more
rough around the edges.
Yeah, on their more unsavory side. So, you know, based on Leo, you know, he's a white lighter. All the witches get a white lighter. The white lighters over on the East Coast just aren't. They're not really watching the witches. They're forced to sort of police them a little bit more, stop them from doing all the illegal activity because it's outside of their legal jurisdiction. So these two particular, so it's about two white lighters that are out in Miami, trying to stop some witches. So a lot of these witches, they're making potions illegally, circulating them, doing all sorts of illegal stuff. And so the two detectives, they'll be played by Idris Elba and Larry David are the two detectives.
Match.
I just love the contrast of Larry David. Just like the social rage of Larry David being magical as well. With Idris Elba. So they're out there just trying to crack down on these like particular witches that are like circulating these like potions that they're trying to, what they are. It's like, you know, I don't know, the potions that give you a high, but it steals part of your soul and the witches use it to dark magic. It's called Charmed Vice.
Nice.
Why Larry David?
Larry David and Idris Elba just going around cracking down on witches, stopping them circulating dark potions.
This is such a weird mix.
I love it. I
cannot picture that.
I feel like Larry's retirement age now. Would he still be hunting down
crooked witches? No, well, it's like you can run it for a couple of years and then you can bring someone else to replace him down the line.
Okay, all right.
And he can be the chief. I thought about making him the chief, but I'm like, nah, I want him walking a beat with Idris Elba. It's just too funny. Just because he's such a skinny dude as well and he just gets so angry about the most like mundane things. So yeah, I had to put Larry David in there.
Would you have huge pants like he and
naturally, yeah, and like the sort of like golf shirts all the time.
Set in present day or like 80s?
No, actually, it'd be set in like the late 90s, early 2000s. So at that stage, he's like late 50s. So Larry can do it; it's fine.
Yeah, okay. All right,
cool.
Does Idris Elba have an American accent or an English accent? Is he String a Bell or is he
Idris Elba?
Luther.
Luther.
He's Luther. And Larry is Larry from Curb.
Of course. So the
real angry Larry.
The real chalk and cheese.
Big time.
Yep. Could not get any further apart.
But like Larry's the real vet. He's been in there. That's why he's so cynical all the time. He's been hunting down witches for a long time.
He's been around the traps.
Yeah, he knows. And he's Luther, because Luther's just been transferred from the UK down to Miami.
Yeah, from the UK in 2012 to Miami in 1998.
Yes, yes.
The date line.
He got a Cupid ring and was able to... Yeah. It all makes sense. There's enough plot devices
witches
in the show to make
in
that
this
work.
Universe, yeah. Like,
so I can do whatever the hell I want. So Charmed Vice.
I love it. All right.
Scott.
Okay, so I'm going to go quite a bit into the future. We're going to go six generations later.
Wow, that is really jumping ahead.
It's quite a way ahead. So the Halliwells, is that them?
Yep. Yes.
The Halliwells, they've had another three daughters. Basically, like this generation has had three daughters. So they've sort of grown up knowing about, you know, the Charmed Ones that were six generations ago, although it's like far enough away that they're almost like legends by this point.
Yep.
But like the whole family's really into it. They're all like real witch positive. And so they're all expecting these three girls to be, you know, the three charmed ones come again. So we've got Jessica, Jackie, and Julia. And so one day after like just reading incantations, the three get their powers, much like in the first episode of Charmed.
Accidentally
reading things aloud. That's just the way that it goes. And so
it's a real hazard in the witching community.
yeah. Jackie does it and she realizes that she can see into the future. Like that's her power, much like Phoebe's powers. Yeah. So she's the youngest as well. But she doesn't see bad things that happen. She sees like good things that happen to people.
Mm-hmm.
So she's naturally like a little bit confused. She's like, how am I supposed to fight crime with this sort of power? And so we find out that Julia also has telekinetic powers and Jessica has the power to speed up time for just like individual people. So after trying to fight the forces of evil, they realize that their powers just aren't really cutting it. And like the greater Halliwell family is just, you know, like really like bitter and disappointed about the fact that they're not the charmed ones to come again. Anyway, the three girls really like,
you know, disheartened by the whole experience, move off to New York, and it's like 5 years later. So Jackie finds herself frustrated in her job and like has like a flash forward to one of her coworkers who, like, you know, she finds out she's going to get a promotion. She's like, fuck, like, I deserve this promotion. So essentially she sabotages the whole thing and gets the promotion herself, and then realizes that they're not actually supposed to save people. They're supposed to be the villains in this scenario, and that all of their powers are designed to
ruin people's lives.
Ruin people's lives.
Okay.
So they're just
for their own personal gain.
For their own, yeah, for their own benefit, whatever they really want to do with it. So the show's called Vexed. And yeah, it's just these three girls coming to the realization that you know, they're not supposed to fight on the side of good. They're supposed to be evil.
How do
they balance the status quo?
How does I've forgotten her name? How does she evil bidding with the power to speed time up? Like what sort of?
She just like ages people.
That's dark.
Yeah,
she falls asleep like a 20-year-old couple fall asleep together, and then wakes up, and the other one's 85.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just basically just your classic evil sort of outlook.
Can you like age individual parts of people?
Yes. I can't see why not. I think that's one of the skills.
Can I give Morgan a really old nose?
This is the oldest nose.
I do that. Give me some grey hair. Make me look distinguished. Mm.
Yeah, it's one of those powers that you hone it with time. So, you know.
Specifically with time.
With time.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway.
Can she speed herself up and then hone the power quicker?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not allowed. I know how to write magic, Jez. That's not how
the show runs for Buffy.
It's true. Anyway, Vexed.
Aaron,
nice.
What you got?
Mine is just a simple little story. It's an animated film about three young sisters.
The Animated Adventures of Charmed.
No.
Okay.
Three young sisters whose mother
The Powerpuff
died
Girls.
Recently. The Powerpuff Girls.
Everybody knows
the Powerpuff Girls. Yeah, so three girls whose mother died recently, and they find an old book in the attic about a magical animal that can bring people back to life. So it's just the story of them traveling from their mountain home in Canada down to a Texan desert to try to get their mother back, and they're trying to find the Charmadillo to rescue their mother and bring her back. So it's just like a Pixar-style movie, and they basically learn the lesson that you can't bring people back and you just have to live life to the fullest.
That's another beautiful story in the Jensen's vein.
Just before they learn that lesson, do they bring back their mum and it's just like a reanimated corpse?
Yeah. It's traumatizing.
Oh, wow.
Never again.
And the Charmadillo is like, you can have this or you can live your life. Your choice.
This is actually it's really close to an episode of Buffy. Actually.
Oh, really?
The reanimated corpse?
A magical armadillo?
Yeah, kind of.
The
reanimated
adventures.
The reanimated adventures.
That is great.
Now, I'm just thinking of all the reboot possibilities you could have if Phoebe found a different book and that's where they got their powers from.
That is great.
So many stupid books, like a Tony Robbins book or something. They all become
the secret
motivational speeches. Yeah. The speakers. Speeches.
Let's do this episode again.
Yeah. Agreed.
Take back to zero.
The only voice or actor I put in was Wallace Shawn to play the Charmadillo. He plays did the voice of Rex in Toy Story. Vizzini.
Inconceivable.
Vizzini from The Princess Bride.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wallace Shawn.
I wouldn't
go with him.
A Charmadillo having that sort of voice.
No, me neither.
No, I can. He's got it.
I reckon he can do it. I reckon. That's a good pick.
It's like, have you ever wondered what your pet, what kind of voice your pet would have?
Mm. No, but I know you have.
I have, yeah. My previous dog, I was convinced, would have had the voice of Will Forte.
What about
Jimmy, my current dog. I don't know. I haven't landed on one just yet with him.
Okay.
Christopher Walken?
No, definitely not.
Wallace Shawn?
Probably inconceivable.
Oh, God, please, man. No, I was thinking more like probably like an Andy Samberg.
Okay.
Did you really sticking with a specific line here?
Yeah. What? SNL
cast.
I don't know. It could be someone else. I don't know. Robbie just seemed to have Will Forte's voice to me.
Mm. It's not the voice of Karen from Will and Grace.
Oh God, I hope not. What kind of voice do you think your cat would have?
Jeremy. Alan.
Yeah.
Alan.
Alan. His cat's name's Alan.
I don't know.
Your cat's an accountant,
still has
right?
An annoying voice. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he did my taxes. Yeah. I owe the ATO $1,600.
I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm thinking.
Like your bad,
Steve Coogan.
No, that's like don't let a cat do your taxes.
Exactly. That's what I mean. That's your
bad. Yeah. I learned my lesson. Yeah. Much like the girls learn their lesson with the Charmadillo.
The Charmadillo.
I think Donald Sutherland would be a good regal cat voice.
Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
Alan's not regal.
No. Isn't he? No, his name's Alan.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it'd be sort of neurotic. Maybe like...
Ooh, Alan Tudyk works.
Like a...
Andy Dick. John Cryer.
Yeah, like Andy. Maybe like Andy Dick. Maybe like Woody Allen or something.
Yeah, okay.
Jesse. That one? I don't know.
Jesse Eisenberg?
That's the one.
You guys got cat voices?
I've got a human voice.
Oh, right. Regular one. Okay.
Yeah, he had the surgery.
Good.
Yeah.
I thought you sounded different.
Yeah.
Let's okay, let's get away from our animal.
Are we going back to Scott Facts? We
were Scott Facts. I love good Scott Facts.
Scott was born with the
voice of the cat.
Yeah, the voice of the cat. The vocal cords of the cat.
That's true.
You know how sometimes they replace valves in your heart with like pig valves and stuff?
They replaced my larynx with a
cat larynx.
Cat larynx. The Scott Burgess story.
Born without a larynx, so they replaced it.
A great Lifetime movie.
It's the only thing they had on hand.
I realized what a mistake they'd made.
Yeah. It'll be fine. It'll take.
Dean Cain will play you. He's a good Lifetime Hallmark actor.
Absolutely.
Aaron, I believe we're at IMDb list of the week time.
We are indeed. This one we have gone with. One featuring Rose McGowan from the user Altitude 2000. The name of the list is Actresses I Can Remember. Favorite actresses who I never forget the names of.
Why would you put them on a list then?
I don't know, but there's Sandra Bullock, Judy Greer, Jennifer Garner, Lucy Lawless. It's not a particularly long list though. It's only 41 people.
What's the point of that list?
But
that's the most meaningless list we've had.
I'll one-up you there.
Okay.
This is the opposite of this person's list, as they say. Opposite of the actresses I want to remember list.
What?
So they've got a separate list with 52 people on it that is actresses who aren't superstars I can never remember the names of. Names here may move to my list of actresses I can remember over time.
Oh,
who's the most famous one on there?
Two-parter. I haven't had a look at that one, actually. But... obviously, naturally, they just scan these lists trying to memorize it so they can move it from one list to the other.
Mm. Yeah.
It's their goal.
What else are you going to do with it?
Exactly. Ali Kemper, she's on that list.
On the list that you can't remember.
Can't remember.
Okay, that makes sense.
I can't remember her.
Neither.
She's in The Office. She's
Morgan remembers her.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Kimmy Schmidt. Yeah, the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, that TV show Netflix. Yeah, she's Kimmy Schmidt in that. And she was in The Office. I can't remember what the character's name is.
Look, to be fair to this person, I don't know many of these people, so...
Good list, then.
I can't remember.
Reel off four more.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get any.
Oh, I can't pronounce that one. Christine Evangelista, Summer Altus, Tess Cartel.
Do they explain...
Who's in The Other Guys.
Do they explain...
Miriam McDonald.
Do they explain why they want to remember them?
No. I mean, they have like a couple of notes saying what they're from for some of them. So this one, Miriam McDonald... was in Degrassi.
But what, like what?
Is she the brunette one?
She's blonde.
How would their life improve if they managed to remember these actresses' names?
The other list would be longer and this list would be shorter.
Okay, cool.
It's just
a massive waste of time.
Everybody's got to have goals, Jez.
True. I don't want to
fight. Pick your battles.
I don't want to shoot this person's dream down.
I do.
I think they'll achieve one day.
All right. Sorry, I just went back to the top of the list. Is J.C. King, and the comment is, "I know her from commercials."
I'm not even going to laugh about that. That is just insanity.
What a waste of time.
I'm really this. These lists make me so angry.
Who are these people?
Why do you need to know that
exactly? But why put it on a list and write about it so people can see it?
Maybe these are all actresses who came up at like trivia. Maybe they do a weekly trivia.
Could be it.
I know her face, but I don't know her name. She goes on the list and then hoping that it comes up again on trivia and you just nail it.
J.C. King. Remember that name.
J.C. I don't know what her face looks like. I don't know what anyone's face looks like.
Doesn't matter. He just needs to remember names.
Okay. So if someone holds a gun to his head and says, "Name some actresses," he's like,
J.C. King, Miriam McDonald.
I can't remember.
What's she from? She's from commercials.
Yeah, the one.
The good thing is now, based on J.C. King, I won't forget. So I can move her to the list of actresses that I will remember, which is great.
Instead of the list of actresses you've never heard of.
No, exactly. Which is a
long list.
It's huge.
Oh, God.
Ever growing.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to getting to the end of this year, and we'll go back over all these lists and work out which one was the most insane, because they're saying,
it's tough. It's going to be tight. Tight battle.
I will be.
Do you think we should make a list?
I think we should make a list. At some point.
Yeah. I reckon we should.
Our least favourite lists on IMDb.
Lists that we remember. Lists we want to remember.
Or users that we remember. Because we
the
all
hottest list on IMDb.
Anyway, final thoughts on Charmed. Jets.
Yeah, no.
You want to elaborate on that? Or
it was average. Yeah. It was average. It was probably the highest rated average show we've seen. Usually when you watch a show like that and you go to IMDb and you expect to like the rating to validate your opinion of it. Or is this just, it doesn't match up. I don't know who the, must have a really rabid fan base who defend it online.
Yeah. I know people that watched it and really liked it, but I don't know anyone that is like but I know it's got a real cult following, but I don't know anyone that would buy the DVDs and have them and rewatch it.
In this day and age, that'd be a huge waste of
time. You don't know. You know what I mean? Aaron, final thoughts?
Yeah. What we said earlier, the just cannot stand B grade fantasy.
Yeah.
I cannot get into it. It's
Unless it's Quantum Leap.
That's B-grade sci-fi.
Fair enough. That's okay.
Yeah, that's A-grade sci-fi.
A-grade sci-fi.
In my books.
Anything with Bacula, really.
Oh, yeah.
Scott.
I just don't see why you would watch this when you can watch Buffy.
Ooh. Shots fired.
Like,
or Angel.
Yeah, even
Angel. Ruffling some feathers.
Not Angel, though.
You're not a David Boreanaz fan?
I've got no... I have no opinion.
Dark Angel?
I'm a Dark Angel fan.
Dark Angel or Charmed?
Yeah, but we've already Dark established Angel. You like these shitty.
No, I like Dark.
That's your wheelhouse.
No, Dark Angel is sci-fi. The Charmed is fantasy. Charmed is garbage.
Charmed is garbage.
Yeah. I am not a fan. For me, it was kind of nice to go watch the first episode again because I can remember bits and pieces of that. But then by the last one, I'm like, wow, this show is just so terrible. Even during the first one, I realized this is terrible. But it just reminded me of my childhood more. The song that. Cover of that Smiths. Is it Smiths?
It's not a cover, is it?
Yeah, it's a cover.
It's definitely a terrible 90s cover.
Was it like New Order or something? The song's How Soon Is Now, which is by Smiths.
No, I've never heard of the band that did the cover.
You'll probably hear it when we finish up talking. So. And then can we have it play us out?
Yeah,
maybe.
To play us out.
Do we have, surely it would be pretty cheap to buy the rights to it.
Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah.
I'm assuming some Charm.
Could it be our theme song from now on? Can we take it? Could that be the Charm's legacy for this show?
As long as the TIS boys do a cover.
Okay. Yeah.
People would then associate us with Charmed, though, for every episode if we used it all the time.
Maybe we should just be a Charmed-centric show. Like I said before, the infinite reboot possibilities with what could possibly
every week
be in that
just
book.
Pick up a different book, reboot Charmed.
So we should just not reboot any new shows? We'll just talk about Charmed from here on out?
I think so. I think now we're a Charmed
No, we'll talk about the new shows, but the reboot section will just be reboots of Charmed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Excellent. Okay, cool. All right. Well, I think we should probably just leave it there. No more Charmed for me. For at least today.
You haven't
next
been
podcast
charmed.
We'll bring it up.
Yeah,
by the show.
Yeah, I've not been charmed. Aaron, where can people find us online?
You can go to our website, theincompleteseries.com. Hit us up with some episode suggestions. Always need them coming through, and your own reboot ideas. You can also listen to the episodes there and check out the show notes.
And social media, Scott.
You can hit us up on Facebook and Instagram. We're just /theincompleteseries. You can also contact us via Twitter. You can also jump onto Podchaser. You can do episode reviews there for individual episodes, which is handy because iTunes just gives you like a blanket one, which is good. But if you really want to hone in and write something specific about something that you've heard.
Or you can do both. Go on iTunes and Podchaser.
I'm looking forward to when Podchaser develops a list feature.
Oh, brilliant. Perfect. I'm also looking forward to that.
So it's going to have individual people. So it'll be like Aaron Bowden, you can put on your list.
So
you can put on your list.
Host of TIS with no sons.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I like it.
Host of TIS at a part canine.
Host of TIS who I want to remember.
And remember, knivesatnight.com. Use promo code TIS at checkout for 10% off your first order.
Excellent. Cool. Thank you for that advertisement.
No problem.
Do you want to wrap that up before I...
No, I was just going to say I'll personally deliver a knife at a random time.
It really sounds...
it will be at night, but, obviously, nice at night.
Obviously. It's
nice given. What's that saying?
They're good knives.
Quality knives.
Such a threat. Going to deliver a knife straight to your heart.
So check us out online on theincompleteseries.com. And while you're there, you know, jump across to Jeremy's website, knivesatnight.com.
Yeah, yeah, you can. That's the beauty of the internet. You can put in different addresses and go to multiple websites.
Open up two tabs.
Crazy. Technology, huh?
Well, let's just leave it there then. All right, thank you, Jez.
Thanks.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Morgan.
And thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.